Hey everybody, it's Coach Treggs here, and I'm joined by the lovely
Coach Bex.
and guys, ladies, welcome to the fourth edition of the Treggs and Bex podcast, when we talk about fitness, fun, and fulfillment. First off, our apologies, been a little bit slack getting this next one out to you. We said we were going to do it fortnightly, and we haven't kept to that promise, so we've both given ourselves a little smack on the wrists, and we must do better next time, right? So we appreciate those that have reached out and said, hey, where's the podcast gone? Like, we're really enjoying it. So here we are, and we're doing it. And we're trying to, obviously, we're both based at the same gym now, and we're trying to fit in training and podcasting. And sometimes, like with being your own boss, it's difficult to kind of get the diaries to match up.
I know we've been clashing recently, haven't we?
Yeah. Not in a kind of,
I'm not in a
yeah, we never clash.
way, no, but in a diary way, we've been, our diaries have not synced as well. But we will do better.
We will do better. So, guys, what we're going to talk about today is we are going to really touch on something that me and Bex are really, really passionate about. We want to talk about identity change. And any time we talk about identity change, I always say to a new client or on videos, identity change isn't a facelift, right? Identity change is basically changing who you are, changing your habits, changing your beliefs, changing your behaviors over a period of time in order to achieve the goal that you want. And I really learned about this in the book called Atomic Habits by James Clear. And yeah, it was massively enlightening for me. I read it during lockdown, and it's something that I really try and get across to clients now, especially when everyone is looking for that quick fix. You speak to somebody, and you're like, how much weight do you want to lose? And they'll give you a weight, and they say, when do you want to lose it by? And they'll be like, as soon as possible. And that's the problem, I think, because we're in a diet culture, and everything, we want everything at the click of a finger. And unfortunately, transformation takes time, Bex. Do you want to just jump in a little bit and add to that before we get into the nuts and bolts of it?
Yeah, I think what you said is right. Because you need something that's gonna last you the distance, because it's not an instant fix and it is a process. It's a process of I always say this, who you have to become in order to get where you wanna be. And it's about stepping into that identity of the person that you want to become. And really embodying that.
Yeah, I think as well, when we talk about identity, if I was to sit with a new client and like start off, right, we're going to change your identity, they're going to glaze over straight away. But so the way I like to put things to them is, I'm like, okay, right, so let's take a look at your current habits. All right. And do you think those current habits are going to get you to where you want to be? The answer is obviously no, otherwise they wouldn't have got in touch with myself or Bex to help them with change. And something that really stood out for me in a book by James Clear was he said that most people, when they want to lose weight, they just create what we call outcome-based habits. And we've talked about this before. I want to lose X amount of weight in this period of time, and I'm going to do anything I can. It's going to be horrible to get there. And then when they
Right,
get
yeah.
there, oh, I've reached that goal weight. I've joked before, like, people will reach their goal weight for half an hour, and then they're down the pie shop, or they're on a flight
Or
abroad. Yeah,
they're at the
right.
airport.
It's like, I did it. Yeah, but it was horrible, right? It was bloody horrible. And so what we need to do is we need to create identity based habits, okay? Or identity based outcomes.
That's
So
going to last you a lifetime rather than just for that until that perceived destination.
yeah. So when it comes to change, I know, look, we've both been on a massive, a massive personal transformational growth journey, self-development over the years, even before we met, and even more so now. But I genuinely used to believe that I couldn't change when it come to my behaviors,
Me too.
right? And I literally, I thought to myself, I can't be fixed.
Yeah. And for me, massively, it was like, I failed before, so I'll fail again. And it was, what's the point in trying again and again? Because I'd reach a certain point And then I'd get either bored or think I'd messed it up, and or old habits would seep in, or people around me would be kind of, come on, what's the point? What are you doing that for? So there'd be all those external factors, and I'd end up going, oh, done it again.
And I think every time you start something, you know at the back of your mind, I'm going to fail, but I'm starting again, right? I know I had that dialogue. I'll give it a go, but deep down, there's something which is, I know I'm going to fail. Have you ever had that?
Yes.
Why we do it, right? And here's where it gets really interesting. And unfortunately, not a lot of people want to address this, right? It's like, so how can I describe it? Our beliefs are basically a paradigm that's been formed. And obviously, this is about fitness, this podcast and fun and fulfillment. But this, your paradigm could be around anything, around money, around relationships, around the way you view the world. And that paradigm has been formed through past experiences, through your upbringing, through your family, through your school environment, through your friends. You have developed a certain set of beliefs which make you believe that you're only capable of achieving what you've currently achieved to date, right? In the past. And in order to get something that you've never had, then you're gonna have to do something that you've never done. And it starts with a paradigm shift. And people don't want to address this. They just look for the new program. They're just looking for the new diet. They're just looking for what their mate's doing. You have to get to the root cause. And I remember when I got into self-development, and this is away from fitness, starting to read The Secret and books by Bob Proctor, and he was talking about forming a new paradigm. And again, I used to think I couldn't be thick. So I used to think I was broken. I used to think if I have one packet of crisps, I'm going to have six. And then when you actually realize that the paradigm has, like I said, it's just been created through my own experience, stuff that's maybe happened to me, a reaction to stuff that's gone on in my childhood where I saw food as a comfort. When you actually realize that's not set in stone, like you have the power to change, right? Do you want to jump in and talk about that, Bex?
So there's a couple of things I want to say. First of all, it's I think like the energy from which you approach these goals, these journeys, is really important. A lot of people approach fitness to start with, and I was one of those people that I approached it from obligation. It's something I should be doing. It's something like a little bit of comparisonitis, a little bit of, oh, I've got to look a certain way, or I don't want to look a certain way. And it was out of that obligation, and also a little bit out of a lot of people do it out of fear. That's what gets them going. We talk about their that sort of negative motivation that kind of pushes that pain, the pain that pushes you to get started, that fear of a health issue, that fear of, I don't know, ultimately dying. And I think as you get older, a lot of people are like, oh, I should be doing this. And it starts from that obligation. I think the obligation drive is quite a negative one, and it'll take you so far. But I think kind of taking it to the next level is when we hit that identity change, when we sort of I think it's the next level. That's that can be often what starts it, but then move into this is who I'm becoming.
Love that.
And what was we said, pain pushes until vision pulls. I can't remember who said
He's
that.
good.
It's quite a famous quote. But pain pushes until vision pulls. So it's the pain starts you off, but then that vision of who you're becoming and what will be on the other side is the vision that is going to pull you forward. So it's about those two things. So maybe starting from a negative
I like that.
perspective, but kind of the next level is that identity change and that who you're becoming and the positive vision of where you're going.
I think a lot, like you said, it's the pain that there's a great quote, isn't it? It's like until the pain of staying the same grows greater than the pain of change, you'll always sort of stay the same. So it's like, staying the same is painful, change is painful, kind of choose your pain. But I think that, yeah, I think pain can start a lot of people off, and it is a great motivator initially because like people just get sick of their own shit and feeling like crap, and then they get going. But what can happen is people always say, I took on a new client recently and he's amazing. And he said to me, Tregs, I'm just worried that my motivation will run out. And I said, well, it will run out. It's going to run out. And that's why
Guaranteed.
you've got me to help you with new habits, new systems, create a new identity. And because once that motivation goes, you want to, again, quote from James Clear's book, you want to put habits on autopilot. And so when we let's really tap into what identity change is, it's going, well, what habits do I have at my goal weight that I currently don't have? So that habit might be, I do X amount of steps a day rather than make excuses. I drink X amount of water a day rather than make excuses. I track my calories on the weekend, even if I have a drink. I don't look at Monday as I'm going to start again and write off a couple of days. These are all habits that I used to have. And then you can flip that and go, what don't I do? What don't I do at my goal weight that I do right now? Well, maybe I don't have a couple of takeaways a week. Maybe I don't sack it all off on a Thursday. Maybe I don't blame it on, external stuff out of my control. We spoke about this earlier,
We
Bex.
did,
There was
yeah.
a video by a guy called Peter Crone, who I follow. You should follow him on Instagram. It's like a life coach. And he says, and forgive me for not being like really clear with this because I only saw it this morning. He said, people will hold on to what has happened to them in the past to justify where they currently are because it makes them feel safe. So let's tap into that, right?
Yeah, this is
That
interesting.
you will only come so far, and then you'll say, oh yeah, well, I would have achieved that, but it was insert mum, dad, ex-girlfriend, or someone's fault. And then that condones their current level of where they're at in their life, their current level of behaviors. And it makes them feel comfortable. And if we're always dictated by what has happened in the past, it gives us that kind of easy out. Does that make sense? Do you want to talk about that a little bit more, Bex?
Yeah, and it is a form, while it might not feel like it, it's a kind of a little bit of a form of victim consciousness where you're like, well, I would do, except I got this going on and
Yep.
all this stuff coming at me. I would do, but I got these problems that are keeping me stuck. And we started talking about secondary gains
Go on.
because I find this really interesting. There are like so a secondary gain is like a subconscious benefit that you get from something. So
Okay.
there's like a secondary gain of being in victim consciousness, sort of being a
Oh,
victim,
wow, okay.
is that you get validation from people. You're like, oh, I got all these problems. I'm stuck. It's
Wow.
really hard for me.
Wow,
And
powerful.
people will be like, yeah, that's really hard. Like, oh, so you're getting a little bit of attention. That's a little bit of a positive benefit, even though it's not
Yeah.
necessarily a positive thing. So
Yeah.
yeah, that's what a secondary gain is. It's like a subcon, and this goes deep
Deep.
when it comes to like health and fitness. There's all sorts of secondary gains to staying stuck. It's very comfortable. Is that what were we saying? The familiar.
Oh, yes. Sorry. So it's a familiar hell or an unfamiliar heaven, like
Yes,
what you
that's
want.
right. Yeah, so that familiarity is very safe. The unfamiliarity of
Wow.
moving outside of your comfort zone,
Wow.
you've got the negative aspect of people around you going, oh, what are you doing that for?
Oh, for sure.
People going, looking at you different, and it sort of upsets the apple cart a little bit with your social circle. It can do, or your family. My family. We're doing dry Jan, Feb, and March.
We
My
are.
family, like, what are you doing? Go on, have a drink.
Yeah.
And that doesn't bother me. We laugh about it. But yeah, that can be a bit unstable when people are saying, what are you doing that for? You're like, oh yeah, mom, start second guessing yourself.
I think what's really interesting there is this comes back to how important it is to do the inner work. And again, most people starting off on their fitness journey, if you say to them, we're going to do the inner work, they're going to go, what? Because they've never even considered a different way of thinking. And as you grow, which as you get fitter, as you get healthier, you've got to understand that the people around you are going to start to look at you a bit different. People might get uncomfortable. I've seen this a lot over the years when I've maybe trained
It does make people
somebody and their
uncomfortable.
husband or their wife feels actually quite threatened, and like they don't mean to be, but it's their own insecurities coming out, and they'll then start to almost they'll all, almost stop their loved one from making
Project. Yeah,
progress because
that's
it's like,
right.
hang on a second here, this person's getting away from me. And you have to be prepared for that, because when you change and when you grow as a person, you are going to almost shed, you're going to shed stuff around you. People will maybe not get you, they not understand you. People you thought were your friends will drift away as you go up a notch. And that's not you going, oh, I'm bigger, I'm better, I'm healthier, I'm fitter, look at me. This is just a natural evolution of life. And I think without getting too deep on this one, because it's like this can be, there's, like you said, there's big layers to this, right? I remember a client turning around to me before, and he was in a really bad way, and he said, Treggs, I just need to start thinking more positive. And I was like, well, actually, no, dude, you're currently doing nothing. How are you going to think more positive? Like, if you told me to do nothing with my health and fitness for the next month, I ain't going to be able to think more positive. I always say, like, if I stayed up and had a Domino's pizza and 10 cans of Stella tonight, and went to bed at like, 2 in the morning, had an alarm at 5, I ain't going to be very positive. I'm not going to think more positive. I'm going to be thinking, holy crap, what did I just do to myself? But it's the action that breeds the positivity. So we talk about attraction. In attraction, in law of attraction, there is action. So if you really want to start to become somebody different, and you really want to start to think differently, you must first take the action. So decide who you want to become, and then start to prove it to yourself with small daily wins. Small daily
Small
wins.
daily
Yeah, I'm
wins,
going to hit my steps. I'm going to drink my water. I'm going to get to bed on time. Like, I was having a conversation with a client today, and he probably won't listen to this podcast because he doesn't help himself. I give him loads of stuff to listen to, but he doesn't listen to me. So sorry, bud, you're not going to hear it. But like, I started working with this guy 10 months ago, and the first thing we spoke about was fixing his sleep and stop staying up scrolling. And he won't listen to me. He tried the nighttime tea once, he wouldn't give meditation a go, and he turns up and he's still complaining how he's tired and he's stressed. And he's up scrolling till 2 a.m. because he's retired and he sold his business. And I'm like, well, what do you want me to do, dude? Like, you haven't listened to me. Like, if I tell you, like, drink the nighttime tea and maybe just turn off your phone, like, it's not that hard, but you are going to have to take some responsibility and do it. Otherwise, you're never going to change who you are.
Yeah, it's about looking at those things that need, and what you're saying about sleep and meditation, that those are a major part of it. You could be hitting all your steps, you could be looking at your food, increasing your protein, your water, but still, if those two aren't right, I've seen those two be the missing, the missing link that just
First thing I look at with clients is I say, right, I want you to imagine this. We've got this health and fitness pyramid. At the bottom is sleep. Like, that's the first thing we're looking at. Like, don't ask me about kettlebell swings. You've got no right to be doing kettlebell swings because your lifestyle is shit. So let's fix your sleep. Then when you start to wake up feeling a little better, let's get you moving more. Let's get you
and
hydrated.
I'm going to jump in here.
Go.
As a 48-year-old woman, a lot of people my age, a lot of women my age really, really struggle with sleep.
Yeah.
There's hormonal changes going on. I go through phases where my sleep's not amazing, but you've got to help yourself. You've got to do those things that help yourself. You've got to take a little bit of ownership.
I think we've been doing a lot of deep inner work like this last couple of weeks, and I think that one thing I've definitely done is I've held up a kind of like a mirror to my life, and I think sometimes like I and we're going slightly off track here, but I've looked at all aspects of my life and got really honest, like, where can I improve? I know I'm a good coach. I know I have a pretty healthy lifestyle. I know I just, but where can I improve in other areas, where I could become more disciplined. Ah, right. Okay, I could open my mail on time. You know, I've got a really bad habit of, we're going to kind of left field here. I've got a really bad habit of like,
I'm going to bring it back in a minute
yeah,
because I
okay,
know where to take it next.
yeah, not opening my mail on time. I've got a habit of like, maybe like I won't look at my credit card bill, but I just whack like 500 quid off each month or something like that, and just going, yeah, but that's kind of sloppy, like not knowing where I am. So I've decided, right, although, hey, yeah, I can almost create this story. Well, I'm a great coach. Hey, I'm energetic, I'm enthusiastic, I think I'm a pretty good dad. So does that justify other areas of my life being sloppy? Like, well, you know, my car's told me it's needed an oil change for the last 6 weeks. Why haven't I got around to doing that? Like, why can't I tidy that up? And so when it comes back to sort of health and fitness, people will say, oh yeah, but I do this and I do, I eat pretty healthy. Yeah, but you're not looking at, you get honest, get really bloody honest with yourself.
This is what we were saying earlier. It's raising the standards, isn't it? It's
Standard.
raising the standards that you hold for yourself. And it doesn't have to be all at once. It's
No.
just like bit by bit. I'm going to bring it back to topic because I've noticed a massive shift in you in terms of the way you're approaching your fitness at
Thank
the
you.
moment. I'm seeing you doing it from a different place.
Okay.
Go on, over to you. Talk us through it.
Again, I think that's from, as someone with ADHD, this is going all kinds of places today. Someone with ADHD, I've always had a problem with feeling that I have to do more, 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 more.
Right.
So I'm in a really good place. Like you know me, I've told you when I don't drink alcohol, not that I've got a problem with it, but we certainly parted last year and we met. We're having a break now, right? And when I don't have alcohol, I start to become the best version of myself. And right now, my energy's amazing. I'm feeling good. My sleep's good. Old me would go, right, I'm going to go out and run a half marathon now just because I can. I feel like I need to add more. So I'll go out, I'll run a half marathon, I'll be euphoric, I'll be playing air guitar. And 2 days later, I am knackered and eating disco sandwiches, like salt and vinegar ones, right? And then so quite often I can get to this stage and I'm like, and people will do this. They'll get a good result and then they go, right, what can I do now? Well, let's do it. Let me add in some cardio. Let me do this. Let me do that. And I'm saying to clients, hang on, we just need to keep doing it. Are you feeling good? Yeah. And I'm very guilty of, right, I should start doing this. And before you know it, I'm doing like 3 15K runs a week. People say to me, what are you doing with that? Oh, I have to. Why can't you just go out and do 5K? I don't know. I have to do 15. Right? It's a real problem. I've had to work on it.
And can I ask, is that
No, it's not conducive with my goals. No.
no, but is it a proving yourself either to yourself or to other people?
Exactly.
Is it a little bit of
Yeah,
that?
exactly.
Right,
Yeah. So I've had
okay.
to, and so again, isn't it? So I've stopped. I've said to myself, I'm not running for the first quarter of the year. And right now, I could run in a 20 kilo weighted vest and stop and give you burpees every 1 kilometer. That's how good I feel. But there's no point in that. It's not serving me. My goal is to play a longer game this year. Here's another, this is really weird. I'm going to be really vulnerable with you now. Every workout height I do has to be a minimum of an hour, or I won't save it on the on
Really?
Garmin or Strava because I feel like I haven't achieved
I
anything.
did not know that.
Today we trained and I saved it at 51 minutes and I was all right with that.
Okay.
So and here's another one. Normally on a Sunday when I do a live kettlebell workout, if you're not with me and I do it on my own, I'll then go, that live workout burnt 700 calories. I'm going to thrash myself on the weights until I burn a
I've
thousand.
noticed you kind of go extra, and I've always wondered, like, I've always thought, too much.
And why am I doing it? Who am I trying to, what am I trying to prove? And so I've had to, and again, this comes back to you guys listening, hold up a mirror to myself and go, right, be really honest. What are you doing this for? Like, where's this coming from? Like, why aren't you being, like, people might say, well, you're exercising, doing this, that's good, but why aren't you being nicer to yourself? So you, when I first met you, you know, and you're in amazing shape, and I'd say, you'd say to me, I train less than people think. And that planted a massive seed.
Right.
I train less than people think. And I
Yeah,
was like, wow.
I'm just going to interrupt and say
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of less is more. I'm really, really passionate about recovery. And yeah, I'm a massive fan of, I work with a lot of busy women. I'm a massive fan of, or busy people, men and women, of making a workout as efficient as possible in the time they've got. So sorry, back to you.
Yeah, no, it's just been really quite enlightening because I am learning to just manage my energy a little bit more. It's something I struggle with. And again, away from fitness is like, this is really, we've spoken about this week. Guys, you're getting like a full on, like, I'm like opening up to you here. We're going everywhere with this one. But so I've been practicing a lot more stoicism recently, and I'm trying to be quiet more, which is hard for me. Trying to just sit with my thoughts and my emotions and not be as reactive sometimes. And although I'm extremely happy, obviously we've met, which is incredible. You're my absolute soulmate, and it's just amazing. There's always stuff that can go on behind the scenes, and sometimes you're like, oh, and you get really frustrated. So I've started to learn to just be still a lot more. And this is really, really random, but interesting. I have a problem in that I love my work so much, and I've got ADHD, that I need to be doing something until I go to bed.
Yeah.
So this week, the boys are back with their mum.
Relate,
I come in
relate.
from football. I'll sit down with my dad. We'll watch some telly, be with the dogs. He'll go to bed. And I'm like, it's 9:37. I don't have an alarm till 8. Let me write an email. Let me create a program. Let me just, oh, shall I write a bit of content? And actually, I've just gone like, what are you getting out of that? Doing that now at this time? Like, you can write that tomorrow and be fresher. So this is a revelation. And I think a lot of people might get some insights out of this. This week, like, when I've been sat up and we've had a chat, and I said, right, I'm gonna chill now. Not only have I turned the laptop off, when I've put something on, I've actually watched it rather than scroll my phone. So, like I was saying to you last night, there's this like 5-part documentary on Netflix about the urban music scene. I used to be a nightclub promoter years ago. I was like, I really fancy a bit of that. So a couple of nights ago, I was like, right, I'm gonna watch it. I'm not gonna scroll, I'm gonna watch it. And the next thing you know, I've fallen asleep on the sofa with the dogs. And I've like got up and gone, oh, it's bedtime. Gone up to bed, brushed my teeth, no scrolling, gone to bed, amazing sleep. And for the last couple of nights now, I've done that. And I'm like, wow, I'm falling asleep on the sofa rather than being scrolling, working right to the
Yeah.
second I go to bed. And I woke up from a sleep last night. I literally felt reborn. I was like, wow, how does this apply to you guys? And how does this apply to what the subject is with identity changes? I'm trying to change my identity with trying to do all the things at once. And I, sorry, if I just want to
Gone.
complete, for anyone that's starting off with their health and fitness, they feel they need to do all the things at once. They're in such a, it's like, they're pulling it. Like, I've got to do it all, got to do it all, got to do it all. And I'm trying to step back in my normal life with fitness and with this and try not to do it all and just be more
Yeah,
and. Make sense?
yes, be more. You've definitely been more present. I think that's something I've noticed about you, and I've definitely noticed that the way you're approaching your fitness journey, your body, the way you're training is from a different place. It's more I don't know, it feels less about
Beasting.
yeah, less about beasting yourself, less about a like destination. And it feels more about doing it from a place of self-love, doing it from a place of celebrating your body, celebrating your energy. And it, I don't know, it just feels like it feels like the next level of your identity, moving away from proving yourself
I would agree.
to, and I feel like I've got, because I've definitely got a thing with proving my, like trying to like look how strong I am, and that was very much an identity that I kind of I think I developed several years ago as a little bit of a form of self-preservation,
Yeah.
as a
Where you
little
had
bit
two
of a
young kids, being a single mum. Yeah,
yeah.
it's like you want to show the world you can do it.
No, when I was self-employed, and it was kind of like I had to be, felt like I had to prove myself
It's terrible.
to everyone. And you know, part of that was look how strong I am. And some of my training was from that place of potentially not feeling, maybe not feeling good enough without it. But now I feel like I've come over to the next level of that, which I think I'm seeing that in you as well. In that we're doing it, I don't know, it's more of
A celebration.
a celebration, like an expression of, you know, it's that expression, your body's an expression of your values, your who you are, that authenticity.
And I think in order to get to that level, you first have got to be considered and have done the work. And I think that if we're bringing it back to our listeners here, it's like most people don't, they don't give themselves time, right? It's like that. So how can you get beyond the surface level? It's like, so I was with a friend today, and he just skips between every
Beyond
diet under
surface
the
level,
sun. This guy, right, just skips between every diet under the sun. And he was asking me about carnivore, because I've been playing around with it just to help ease my sciatica pain for no other reason, because actually my training wasn't as rah today just because I didn't have the carbs on board. But he's been asking questions, and then he's gone away and he spoke to a friend, and a friend lost loads of weight on carnivore. He's asking me all these questions, and I said to him, I'm not going to say his name, I said, dude, if you're going to do it, just do it and stop talking about it, because it's irritating. You always come to me, ask me what should I do? I give you advice, and then come 5 days later, you're on something else. So the first thing is, you've got to commit to whatever it is. Like, if you say I'm going to do
Make a
10,000 steps
decision
today, commit to
and
it.
commit
If
to it.
I'm going to drink 2 liters of water a day, commit to it. If I'm going to want, because sleep is not easy to improve, if you want to improve your sleep, commit to finding a way to improve your sleep. That could be from a digital detox before bed. That could be a double nighttime tea. That could be having CBD oil under your bloody tongue. That could be having a magnesium bath. But all this people don't want to know. I have banged into clients all year. You struggle to sleep, turn your phone off, have a magnesium bath, listen to some meditation. They don't want to know.
I was thinking about this earlier, right? So we talk about the why a lot, and I think kind of is the why a bit old? Is it a bit boring? Do you know what I mean?
Tell me more.
It's so we do ask people what why is this important to you? And I think you've got to get really clear on that.
Okay.
You have to get beyond that surface level. And you've normally got to dig deep into, so your answer why? Oh, because I want to do this. Like, why is that important? So we
Peeling
hit,
that out.
it's kind of going to the next level. Okay, and then why is that important to you? And from I was thinking about the word purpose. That word just keeps coming up for me at the moment. And what is the purpose of you, like, looking after your body? What is the purpose of you being the best expression of yourself? What does that mean in your life? What does that mean you become? Who do you become? What impact does that have on the people around you? What impact does that have on the world? So it's that like
How do you want to
making
show up?
exactly. It's just like putting an extra, like, beyond the surface level. I've heard a couple of times that, oh, I'm just not in the right headspace. That, like, to me, that's just, and I've been there, so I'm saying this with love, but it's like, okay, you're missing the point here. You're absolutely missing the point. This is about who you are being in your life. It's not about being busy. We're always going to be busy. There's always going to be stuff. How are you able to show up in your life? And I think I don't know. I just think
No,
that word
it's
purpose has kind of brought up a lot for me, in terms of,
I we're very blessed. We work in this environment, right? And 18 years I've been doing this now, and similar for you, and I'm more in love with my work than
Oh,
ever.
me too.
And but we are very blessed in that we are around health and fitness. We see it. Like, so for example, we're not coming into the gym and people are ordering Domino's pizza for lunchtime. We're not coming into the gym and people are going, oh, I have to start on a diet again soon. I'm getting fat whilst eating biscuits at 11 a.m. We are around people walking into the gym, lifting weights, swinging kettlebells, getting fit. It's a uplifting environment. So it would be very easy for us to stand on our high horse and project this, but we're lucky. We're in an environment which
Absolutely.
is like,
It's
if
the
we,
ultimate health and
yeah, it's
fitness
like,
life hack.
There's not like a vending machine here. If we want some food, we get a protein shake or a protein bar, like, or we bring our stuff in, and people are eating their healthy Tupperware and all this kind of stuff. We're blessed to be in
The
this environment. So
environment, it's,
it
yeah.
gives us that head start, and that it's always at the forefront. But obviously, being in this industry, I'm very grateful that the fact that even when my life gets busy, like, I have to be healthy, right? I have to be healthy, because I've had that when my kids were young and I gained weight and I had imposter syndrome coming to the gym coaching. And I always said once they sleep, I'm going to come back and make the comeback stronger. And I think I have. But what would you say to people that they're not in this environment? They're in the office environment. They've got Terry next to them who brings in a Greggs every day. And there's Sandra in account. She's bringing in hobnobs and cakes. And all. It's you've got 1,000 people in your business. Someone's birthday every day. You get Domino's pizza on a Friday. Like that environment, it's the hidden hand that shapes human behavior and it can control you. Like, how do when you start talking about identity change and purpose, and all, imagine how difficult that is, Bex, for
Yeah, I've
somebody
been
in that place.
there. I've worked in that office where there's like a cake table. And yeah, it's I think it really is tuning into like who how you want to show up in the world. And it's not that you can't have a cake or anything, but it's about having that consciousness and that awareness. You don't have to is like so moving beyond restriction. I know we'll talk about calories and things like that with clients as that because that's ultimately how it works. But I think the consciousness around it that bringing that sort of discipline and devotion to your body, where it's not coming from a place of obligation, it's coming from a place of like genuine self-love, wanting to be the best in your life. I'm kind of am I making sense
I
here?
think that, and again, it's like most people don't know how good they can feel. So they're going into an office every day, they're surrounded by all that, they're taking the easy option, it's instant gratification, there's no long-term satisfaction, they're just caught in this perpetual cycle, and they're just like, oh, they're waiting for the weekend, they're drinking too much on the weekend, they're going back into work on the week. They should be starting something, but someone's turned up with a tin of biscuits, and then it's just that vicious cycle. And how do you tell someone? Like, I don't know what the answer is. How do you tell someone, oh, you need to sit, you need to find your purpose here, when you're surrounded by all that, and this is why I think that people need to take more time out and just stop and be quiet.
Pause.
And
I totally agree, and
what
that's
is it you really want to achieve? Like, what is it?
I think that's slowing down of just being more mindful, being more conscious of your choices, being more conscious of how you're being consumed, what you're allowing into your brain, what the choices, rather than. And I don't want people to kind of over restrict what they eat. I don't,
No.
that's not where I'm coming from. But it's just coming from that place of, right, I'm full. I don't need to mindlessly eat anymore, and I've been
So important,
that person,
too.
I've got a massive appetite and I really enjoy my food. And I've been wherever just inhaled my food, not even thought about it. But I think it's just that slowing down, that awareness, just like a deeper level of awareness of how am I feeling, what I'm experiencing. Just you, like we were talking about presence, you're definitely more present at the moment. I think you have consciously made a decision to slow down, stop that distraction, stop that over being over busy. And I think we are so busy. We've got all these distractions
Of course
constantly
we have.
nudging me down. I could do with cutting down my scrolling, definitely.
We all could. We all could. Go
Go
on.
on.
Sorry.
No, it's just about creating a little bit more space in our heads, I think, for a little bit more presence, mindfulness, consciousness around who we're being.
And I think as well, it's like a lot of people might be listening to go, oh, that's fine, but it's easier for you. You're in a gym. Again, that's a story. I mean, if you think you can't change, I tell this, right? I said it before, but I've got, if you really think you can't change, well, I'm 46 now. When I was 26, I remember, I was probably a little bit younger, moving in with my first girlfriend. I was a courier at the time. And every night I'd come home, have a hot bath, and drink 3 cans of Stella in the bath. And then we'd have dips and Doritos and all that. I remember looking down like one day in the bath, this big belly going, holy crap, like what's happening here? And it was just a set of habits that had got in. And there I was. But I can tell you now, 20 years later, that's my life's completely different. So I've changed.
Yeah, same to
It
me.
didn't take me 20 years to change, but I'm showing you that you can
I used to be a
change.
smoker, and it was I would smoke cigarettes every single day,
Yeah.
and yeah, that was a massive one. That needed a whole new identity change. That, and it, you know, it didn't happen overnight. There were many failed attempts. Like alcohol, you know, I used to be quite, you know, like a real weekend, let's go out and get pissed. That was, and I still enjoy a drink, but
Of
it just
course.
comes from a different place now. It comes from a kind of more like, you know, like a celebratory
Yeah, enjoy it.
enjoyment rather than, you know,
I
I
need.
need to
I've had a
escape.
long day. I need. I
Yeah.
and this is the thing, right? This is so interesting. We're listening to something at the minute on Audible, and I was listening to a chapter last night on temptation, and it was just like, temptation's everywhere. Like
Yeah,
it's
I saw your
everywhere.
video.
It's
Yeah.
everywhere. So like, you know, when people are going, I'll just wait for it to get a little bit lighter. January was too hard, you know. I'll wait for it to get a little bit lighter. So and then I'll do something, you know. I'll wait for the weather to get a bit better. So what? There's going to be no temptation. So when the summer comes, what? You won't be tempted by a beer garden, or you know, there's temptation everywhere. And so, you know, of course, the methodology we promote means nothing is off the table, but there needs to be a level of discipline, and you
Yeah.
need to understand that it doesn't matter until if you wait for the clocks to go forward, or after Easter bank holiday, or after Valentine's Day, there's always going to be
And
temptation.
I used to think of discipline as a bit of a dirty word. I really didn't. I almost rebelled against discipline because I sort of associated it with rules, like old school rules that meant, like school rules that meant nothing to me. So the rebel part of me was always just like, fuck discipline, you
So
know.
how did you reframe that?
I think it's just, I think it's just, it didn't serve me that mindset, and I became aware of like, oh, hang on, this rebelling against something that doesn't really exist is not serving me. And actually, the practice of discipline is, I don't know, I feel there's like a sort of almost like a
I mean, it
spiritual
sets you
kind of,
free. I mean, there's that
there's a lot
saying,
of
isn't
beauty
there?
in discipline and
Well, there's that saying, isn't there? Everything you want is on the other side of discipline. I mean, the body you want is on the other side of discipline. The financial reward you want is probably on the other side of being
and it
disciplined
doesn't
with your money.
have to be, it doesn't. It can be a joyful process. I think you can put a lot of joy into discipline.
I
I'm
love that.
certainly like I've certainly approached my training a lot more like that. It is a joy, and I am disciplined with it. I will make sure that I move my body so much throughout the week, and I do it from a place of joy, not because you know, not from that place of you have to or something bad will happen. It's because it's from a place of sort of self-love, celebration, and just enjoyment.
I think as well, like I've been reading a lot of quotes recently. I've been sharing a lot with you. And again, I sat down with a client this morning who he won't listen to this, but he's worth 30 million. And he's just lost since he was retired. He's just in a hole. And he just comes back to me. He's like, "Trex, I can buy anything I want," he said, "but it's not the answer." So I was lied
Right.
to. He said, "I was lied to about, you know, what life is about." And I read a quote last night, and I sent it to you. And I said I was at the kids' football training, listening to an audio book, and it said, "The greatest things in life are not things. Meaning is far more important than money. You
Yes.
can have a lot to live on, but nothing to live for." I mean, that is just, and I was with this guy this morning and it just resonated. And he's just like, "I'm lost, Tregs. I can do anything. I can get up anytime I want. I can buy anything I want, but my life's got no meaning or purpose." And I just like, wow. And it's like, again, when we bring it back to health and fitness, and you look after yourself and you get outside and you walk and you just take time and just enjoy the now, you realize that all we've actually got is right now in this moment. In this moment, I'm really happy because I'm not focused on the past. I'm not focused on the present. I'm just focused on having this wonderful conversation with you. And when this podcast goes out, I'm not attached to how many views we get or what comes of it. It's just about putting it out there because I'm just enjoying like the meaning of we're just doing it, right? Like
I
we
know.
said when we set this podcast up, like let's not attach any like, oh, we got to get this. Let's just do it and just sit. And I think before we did this, we were like, right, let's just go for it. Let's just bless this podcast and just let's see what the universe, has in store for us. And I think that meaning is so much more important. But people aren't even tapping into this way of feeling because they're just so tired,
Busy.
distracted, undernourished,
Over busy.
living in the past, worried about the future. No, people are just going around and they're just like stop, like what's the meaning here, like what's the purpose? I know we're going really left field here.
I think I have been feeling, I have been looking at things. I think probably the dry Jan has made me, I don't know, it sort of calmed my thoughts a little bit. I definitely feel a little bit more centered, a bit more grounded, a bit more thoughtful about things. And I'm certainly seeing things from a sort of more esoteric, spiritual kind of bigger vision in a way, rather
Absolutely.
than that, that surface level, oh, you need to lose weight because, it's, and for me,
That's your surface level
it's
stuff, isn't it?
beyond,
And I think what you said there about finding joy and discipline, well, look at the joy you found in being disciplined in dry January. And it's the same for me. Like the way I'm feeling right now, I messaged a client yesterday and I said, dude, I feel like I could wrestle bears at the minute. Like what? So, but I've had discipline since the 1st of
It's
Jan. And
great.
so actually, is discipline a dirty word? Because I've found so much joy in being disciplined. I've actually, looking at discipline, I've gone, how can I find discipline in other areas of my life? And although it's painful to go, you're slack there, Treggs.
I
Like,
know.
open your fucking mail,
You've told
mate.
me, you,
You're
well,
missing stuff. You're missing
me
like
and my
car
car.
fines. You're missing like fucking MOTs. Like, because I'm going, ah, oh, well, I'm a good coach. No, like,
And you're
tidy it
really good
up.
at getting your car valeted, and
Tidy
you
it
did have
up.
a word with me about, and I've
Thank you.
actually, that's another area that I've really cleaned up actually. Like my car is looking mint.
And I think that, like, again, this is just going everywhere, but I love these kind of conversations. It's like, if you clean up your life, every area of it, like, the reward just internally
Feels
from
good,
doing
doesn't
stuff,
it?
like Jordan Peterson says, start each day by making your bed. Do you know how many people just
I
get out of bed every day and are
yeah.
just in a huff? And I say to my eldest,
That's
who's
one thing
completely
I've done for
chaotic,
years,
I
actually.
said, make the bed, son. It start like I said, your room is a reflection of what's going on ahead. Make your bed.
Yeah.
And I
But you
literally
know me,
never
I'm
used to make my bed. I make it all the time
yeah,
now.
me too. And I'm not the tidiest. I run a house with two teenagers and a dog, and yeah, sometimes I've got to lower my standards. But yeah, that's one thing I always do actually is, and my car is like a mint, which feels good because I get in my car quite a few times a day, and it feels good when it's like all in order, it's looking spick and span.
I'm just reading back to some of the quotes that I sent you. But I think we're almost kind of ready to. I've really enjoyed this because we've gone a little bit off piece. I think it's just this podcast is now is more just about musings and just seeing what comes through. Because like me and you, we have these conversations anyway, don't we? Like when we go for our dog walks on a weekend with Cassie, we just talk and it's just like sometimes we'll just stop and go, this is amazing. I've never been able to talk of anyone like this. This is amazing. I just think that for me this year, definitely, it's more about I know like I'm very grateful that I just know what I want out of like my career, like in terms of like I'm here to we're here to serve, we're here to help, we're here to uplift, and knowing that actually what does that look like? I'm not too worried. Like people say to me, well, what are you going to do when you're 60? You're going to be doing kettlebell workouts? Well, I'm not worried. I will be serving in health, fitness, spirituality, whatever that is. I'm not worried whether I could. Hope I will be swinging a kettlebell. Of course I will. But I'm just going to go with it because I found purpose and I found meaning. And I get again, like if I can give any advice to anyone that's listening, is like actually, like I sat down with this client this morning, and I said, dude, Instead of sitting up, playing fucking stupid games on your phone till 2 in the morning, make a list of everything that fires you up, everything that makes you happy. And you could probably go and do that. I said, you've got enough money to bloody import, fucking, and sell boats if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Find something that really lifts you up. But you're never going to find answers unless you take quiet time. It's so easy to scroll TikTok. It's so easy to just go, I'll sack off the gym and get a Just Eat and watch something on Netflix. It's so easy just to chat in the WhatsApp chat we all make. It's so easy to be lazy these days. And yet there's so much joy in discipline. Like you said, there's so much joy in trying to find a purpose, trying to find a meaning. And I think that that really comes from getting on this path and just making health, like making something with your health. Like your body is your finest expression of what you've been given, right? Like health, like this isn't very spiritual, but health sells. Like, I don't care what you're selling, right? If you turn up and you're vibrant and you're energetic and you're healthy,
True.
you're gonna sell that, whether that's double glazing or cleaning products or health and fitness. Like you, I would buy from a healthy person.
And I think that comes down to it, you just being the best version of yourself. You just being the best expression of yourself that you can be. And with that, your vitality, your energy, the
Energy,
energy that you put out into the world,
fam, and
because that stuff comes
fuck
back to
money,
you.
get energy, mate. Like, get energy. Like, stop chasing the money, chase energy. Just chase it, man. Because energy is everything. When clients come to me like, I want to lose weight, I'm like, do you want more energy with that? How would you like that? I'll get more energy. Yeah, you get more energy. Right, listen, I could carry this on forever, but if we do anything longer than another 5 minutes, I will wee myself. So let's conclude today's podcast with just knock these off quick, Bex, otherwise it will start running down my leg. What have you done for fun, fitness, and fulfillment recently?
I should think about these before we start talking. Fitness, we trained earlier. We did a minor leg session because neither of us had fueled properly. I think we were both a little bit low on fuel. I don't think I'd eaten enough this morning. I certainly hadn't eaten enough carbohydrate this morning, so I was a little bit. But we moved. We squatted a decent weight, but it wasn't at our full capacity. But it was still good. It was still good. Fun. Oh, I had my son's birthday this week. That
Yay.
was awesome. We went out to play Treetop Adventure Golf. That was lush. Just like a family, small family thing. Fulfillment. I'm just feeling really fulfilled from my work at the moment, and just kind of I'm really enjoying not drinking. I'm really enjoying that sort of clarity in my head. And yes, I'm reading more. I'm kind of just exploring more and feeling really grounded. So that's quite fulfilling.
Fitness, been training with you and training well all week. Fun, every day of my life is fun. But if I could go over anything apart from all of it, fun, just again, I always have fun. I have fun all the
You're
time.
so
Yeah, I
fun.
have fun. I
You
have
are
fun.
fun.
So fun just comes from my day-to-day life. Fulfillment is this is definitely coming from learning when to switch off and just enjoy what I've got going on around me more. I'm having more baths.
Ah,
I'm having a
nice.
Radox bath, turning off the light in the bathroom, just having a little torch on my phone and playing chilled
No
music.
candle.
No, I'm not a big
Oh.
fan of a candle.
Well.
Watching a bit more Netflix and really watching it. I'm just sat with my dogs, my dad, or if the boys are there with my boys, and that's it really. I've got everything I need,
Yeah.
and I mean that. And that's not from a that's nothing to do with
Simple, isn't
I've
it?
just got everything I need, and I'm
No, I
really
feel the
realizing
same.
that more than ever now. Listen, this has been wonderful. I've absolutely loved this conversation. We're going to get this out tonight, and if you liked it, please give us a like, give us a thumbs up if you want to. You don't have to, and just leave us a comment and we'll be back again soon. We really, really appreciate you joining us and
Absolutely.
see you soon.